Parshas Ve'era El Avram El Yitzchak Ve'El Yaakov Bekel Shakai Ushmi Yutkei Vofkei Loi Noidati Lohem. Shakai, that shame is the shame of Teva. Sha'omer Lo Ilomai Dai. The Nesivas Sholem explains, in the times of the Avos, the Hanhaga of the Rabbeinu Shalom and the Bria was such that it was enough, it was Dai, with HaKadosh Baruch was his Galus in the Darga of Shakai. Over then, to make and trigger that there could be a Yitzias Mitzrayim, that Klal Yisrael is Mesugal to be able to get and have a Yitzias Mitzrayim, Hare they were taka in the Memtes Shari Tumo. What was necessary was this Hizgalus of Shem Havaya. And the truth is, this is B'chol Dor V'Dor. Chayiv Adam Liris Es Atzmai, Avad Al Nel Pesach. But B'chlal, for a person to go out of Shibud Mitzrayim and instead to be in V'choif Es Yitzreinu, L'Hishtabed Loch, to the Bashefer is to the Yudke Vovke. We need that Darga. Now, the name Shakai, Shin Dalid Yud, that's the Pasuk is saying. It's a Tifa Kabbalah, this Pasuk was saying. The office was Shem Shakai, and now we're being Mizgal Shem Avaya. It's Mavur in this forum that the Shem Shakai, if you spell it out, Shin Dalid and Yud, you spell out the Meiluy, the letters, Shin is Shin Yud Nun, Yud is Yud Vav Dalid, the Dalid, of course, is Dalid Lamed Tov. The inner letters, the panimi letters of the hidden letters in Shakai is Gematria 500. 500 is Teva. There are Ramach Evorim in a person, but in a Keva is Ranab Evorim. That's 500 together. Peru Ravud is 500. The Gemara in Chagiga says that the Oilam in each Oilam to the next Rakia is 500. So Shakai, the panim of Shakai is 500, which is Teva. 501 is beyond that. The Tzach Hadash Be'achav is 501. That the Eberst is going to now do the process of the Eser Makos, it's going to that one level higher of 501. Now the Emes is even the preface pasuk before that Hashem says about Shem Shakai, the Parsha starts, Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayomer Elov Ani Hashem. And this is the Shem Havai that he's being Megala. But Vayedaber is Midas Adin. And that's Elokim. But now it's Vayomer Elov that he's bringing down Midas Arachamin. And we know the Sfarim say that there was a process over the Ten Makis is making this transformation from Elokim Midas Adin to Shem Havaya. In Tikunai Zoyar, though, it says that Hashem Hu Ha Elokim, that already in Elokim, really you see the Shem Havaya. Why? It sounds like a drawn out gematria, but I'm quoting it Tikunai Zoyar. Yudke Vovke, there are various ways to spell Yudke Vovke. You can spell it, one of the ways to spell it, B'miluya is 45, is Yud Vav Dalet, Hey Aleph, Vav Aleph Vav, and Hey Aleph. That's when you spell them with an Aleph, you could spell Hey various ways, and it spells out the name differently. But one of the Ifanim, Yudke Vovke, comes out to Ma, to 45. Now Ma is Mem Hey. Mem Hey, B'miluya, is Mem Mem Hey Aleph. That's 86. That's already Elokim. So Hashem is Elokim. Now, like we already said, the Tzach Hadash Be'achav is to bring out the 501. Where do you have that? Be'etzim in Elokim? Because Elokim, B'miluyai, if you spell it out, is 300. But if you spell Elokim, this is not B'miluyai, but it's gradual. It's the Na'nachman style. But if you do Aleph, Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed, Hey, and spell it Elokim that way, it's 200. Plus one more for Hashem, Hashem Echad, is 501. And that's the process that we're going into. Now, the Pesukim say that the Eberst is being Mevaser, Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to tell Pari about the Geula, and we have the Dalet L'shoynis of Geula. Vo'itzeisi, v'hitzalti, v'ga'alti, v'lakachti. Rashi in Pesachim, the Rashbam, it's a Yerushalmi, it's a Medrash. In many places it says that the Takona of Chazal, of Dalet Koisis, Leila Seder, the smach for the Dalet Koisis is connected to the Dalet L'shoynis of Geula. That the Arba Koisis are connected to the Arba L'shoynis of Geula. The emes is there's a fifth kois, kois shel Eliyo. They say that's connected vehevesi. There's a suffix if you're supposed to drink vehevesi, so it's kois shel Eliyo. Eliyo will be answer up if you're supposed to. Some say Eliyo comes and drinks it. Some say they see it. So it's after four koises of wine. Vehevesi is the kois shel Eliyo. It's brought down from the Gra that the Gra says that the Arba L'shoynis of Geula are actually Voitseisi vihitzalti vigoalti and vigoalti. Not vilakachti. Vilakachti is already vilakachti eschem lila'on. That's matan Torah. The Arabic lishoinis are voitseisi vihitzalti vigoalti vigoalti. Now it doesn't say vigoalti twice. But what the goy means is that he writes that it says vigoalti vichule. It's vigoalti eschem bezroya netuya. And there's again vigoalti eschem b'shvatim gedoylim. It says it once, but it's ga'alti b'zroya netuya and ga'alti b'shvatim gedoylim. And that's why ben shlishi l'revi la'yishte, the third and fourth kais go together. And it's the geula. It's a pakei yifkai, the double geula. Vayitzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'ilga'alti. Now the goy is misakesh that even though it says in so many places vayitzeisi v'itzalti v'ga'alti v'ilakachti, and as I mentioned, Rashi and Pesachim Tzadi test the Rashbam, the Yerushalmi, the Medrash, and various other Rishonim, they all quote it. He says it's in all those places it's a toyes hadfus. Not that they're making it saying it's a toyes hadfus. It's a toyes hadfus. It's really vaytzeisi vitzalti vegaalti vegaalti. And I have a idea. It's interesting that I found the Rishon not like the Gro. Now it's a little bit of a challenge to find the Rishon not like the Gro, because the Gro said that whatever you're going to quote him and it says lakachti, he's saying it's a toyes hadfus. But the Balaturim in this week's parsha says that vaytzeisi vitzalti vegaalti vilakachti is the dal of the shyness of geula, and it's gematria v'lo yifrusu la'ani shebi Yisrael v'chas me'ar b'koises, and the gematria is with v'lakachti, so it's punkt. So avada that he's for sure learning that it's taka v'lakachti. Now each level of the geula, each kois is another darga. It has like this. It's brought down in some of the svarim. The pasuk says vaytzeisi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. That's the first lashon, vaytzeisi. Misivlois mitzrayim. What does it mean, sevel? Sevel literally means, b'derech klal, suffering, oppression, pain. Sevel, a person is soivel, a person that's having a tsar is soivel. But the emes is, the word soivel also could mean something else totally. When a person has savlonos, it means he has patience. He's soivel something. You could be soivel. I mean, I heard an example. If you're waiting in the bank and you thought it's going to be a 2-minute in and out and it's ready 45 minutes later, so depending on your attitude about life in general, you're either soivel or you're soivel. You know, you're a savlon. It's vaytzeisi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. You know when we're ready to go out of golus? Hashem is saying, if you're telling me that golus, okay, it's nisbal, you say in Hebrew. I'm soivel it, it's beside it, I can handle it. No, kol zman that you're still soivel it, so you're not ready to go out. Hashem says, I'm going to take you out of that sevel, that you don't have patience anymore, that you're fed up, you're finished, you're not soivel to be soivel it anymore. Then you're ready, taka, to vaytzeisi eschem mitachas sivlois mitzrayim. The Rashbam, actually in Pesachim, says that the arba l'shoynis of geula are vaytzeisi v'go'alti v'lokachti v'hitzalti, which is the right four, but it's the wrong order. The Seder Apostle is vaytzeisi v'hitzalti v'go'alti v'lokachti. He says it in the wrong order, and some say it's a Torah Satvos. But the emes, I found the idea. That's the Rashbam in Pesachim. The Rashbam in Baba Basra. It's hard to find Rashbam in most Masechtos. We don't have Rashbam. But the Rashbam in Baba Basra, in the end of Cheskes Sabbatim, he says that the Arba L'shoynes of Gula of Hoitzesi, V'go'alti, V'lokachti, V'hevesi. Meaning he counts V'hevesi as the four. He takes out V'hitzalti. And that's a big shinoi. Meaning, not that, and maybe a suggestion, maybe that's what he meant in Pesachim also. Maybe that's really the girsa. Not that he's saying it in the wrong order, that for some reason he's not counting v'itzalti, and rather he's switching it to v'heivesi. You have to know why v'heivesi is not from them. The emes is, the Orachayim HaKadosh asks, v'heivesi eschem el ha'aretz. The dalet l'shoynes are being said to the door of Yitzias Mitzrayim. It wasn't Miskayim. Hashem said, v'heivesi eschem el ha'aretz. What happened? It was, forget about if it's from the four l'shoynes or not, but there was a haftocha. V'heivesi eschem. What happened? So the emesis, some say it was. It was Niskayim because based on the Targum Yonison and there are other Makaris that the Leil Pesach of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael, Ve'esa Eschem Al Kanfei Nishorim, the Targum Yonison says it in Parshas Yisrael, and Ve'esa Eschem Al Kanfei Nishorim, that the night of Pesach, they went to Eretz Yisrael. They all went to Eretz Yisrael, were Makar of the Korban Pesach in Eretz Yisrael, and then came back. So that's what was Niskayim, Ve'evesi Eschem Al Ha'aretz. Ulai. The Orachayim HaKadosh says no. It says Ve'evesi Eschem Al Ha'aretz, but before Ve'evesi, it says V'yedatem Ki Ani Hashem. And that's a T'nai. And the first four L'shoynes didn't have that T'nai. But over here on Ve'evesi, there was a T'nai, and they weren't Mekayim that T'nai, so therefore it wasn't Mukhrat that they would get the Veivesi. Now the emes is that the Sfarim and the Midrashim bring that the Dalid Lashonis of Gula are also connected, the Dalid Goluyos. And the Goluyos are, besides Mitzrayim, because we went out of Mitzrayim early, we had to be Soival, more Goluyos. The Goluyos are Bavel, Paras Madai, Yavon, and eventually Edoim. But there's actually a fifth Golus, Golus Yishma, which we're Soival. We're Soival now. We don't have Savlonis in this Golus, we're Soival. In Golus Yishma, Golus Yishma is connected to Hevesi, Hevesi Gematria, Mashiach Ben David. We're waiting, Taka, for the Hevesi to be Niskayim. Now it's interesting, the Medrash brings a lot of other inyonim of what the four kaisis are. It's connected to Arba Bonim, I saw brought down also. And I saw even that you can like define which kaisis is connected to which ben, which is that inyon. So I saw brought down from the Arizal that the Arba kaisis is connected to Arba Bonim. Kiddush is connected to Chacham, because the Chacham, Chachma Zug Seder Kotchim, the Gemara says in Shabbos, V'hoye Emunas Itecha, Chaisim Yeshuas, Chachma Vadas, a remes to the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, Chachma is Seder Kotchim, so Kiddush is the Chacham. The second kais, which is on the Geula, is the Rosha, is Mitchila Oivdi Avoid the Zara, that's a remes to the Rosha. The Birchas Hamazon, the third kais, is Kenega the Tam, we say Loyla Chachamim Lechem, so that's the Tam. And Halel is Kenega the She'eni De'elishal, Shvoi Chamos Telagoyim, Asher Loy Yedu'ucha. I once asked an Adam Godel, interesting, there's a famous memra that's quoted that there's a fifth son. Different people say there's a fifth son. The fifth son that doesn't come to the Seder. So I asked Adam Godel, is there a Makor and Chazal? What's the taicha of this Indian, the fifth son? So he says, I don't know, but if the Arizal says that the four sons are connected to four kaises, it would be appropriate that this fifth son who doesn't come to the Seder is connected to Kaisel Eliyo, that on him it says, Behashiv Lev Ovis Albonim, the Lev Bonim Alavoisim. So that's Taka connected, that Ben, that finally, eventually, will come. The Shloah Kodesh brings that the Arba Kaisis are connected to Imahois. He even has a whole thing that the Shloisha Matzois are connected to Shloisha Ovis, that's the Raisa. And the Arba Kaisis is the Rabbonin, is connected to Arba Imahois. There's Cheshbonis, which Kaisis is connected, which Aim. There's also Ramazim in them. It's interesting though, they ask, why four Kaisis of Yayin? Why not four Egoizim? For, I don't know, someone asks four matzis. There actually are four matzis, according to the Ramah, that we have three matzis. The Goyin had two matzis, but if according to one and a half, the Ramah has three, and then we break the middle matzah in half, so then it's four matzis. But why taka dafka yayin? So there's many pshatim. Yayin is exponentially growing the simcha when you add, right, maybe just a goizim or a tapuzim or matzah, you'll just get a stomach ache eventually after four. But by yayin, if it's the right wine, it will exponentially enhances the simcha. Although according to the Baal HaTurim, it's simple because the gematria of Hoytesi Mitzalti Vigalti Lakati, as mentioned, is Vilayfus Anishik Yisrael and the Arba Kaisa Shel Yayin. So like the Baal HaTurim, it's weiter Miyoshev, why Dafki Yayin? The Meshech Chochma writes, the reason why Dafki Yayin, he says, is because we say by the Haggadah, we say Vihi Sha'amda, and what we're saying when we lift up the wine by Vihi Sha'amda, we're saying that the fact that we were nizhar from not mingling with the goyim, and we were nizhar and not drinking goyish wine, that's what was on the lavi saying, and that's why we're specifically saying it, that it's going on wine. Akoponim, there's a lot more here, but kalamar by raising meshubach on Leila Seder, but we're going to move on to the parsha here. Moshe Rabbeinu was given this message to go tell the pari, vaytzeisi vitzalti v'galti v'lakachti, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes back and he says to Rabbi Shefer, hein b'nei Yisrael leishamu elai, ve'eich yishme'eni paroi. And Rashi says, this is a kal v'chomer. If B'nai Yisrael aren't going to hear, so certainly Pari's not going to hear. The Pella is, above us the kasha, harbe dibru on this kasha. It's mefurish in the pasuk, v'loi shomu el Moshe, mikoytze ruach, o me'avoy de kasha. So it says, it's a pircha on the kal v'chomer. The kal v'chomer was that if B'nai Yisrael is not going to listen, so Kolskin Pari's not going to listen. Aber fakert, B'nai Yisrael, shoiv rabitzidoi. It says, mikoytze ruach, me'avoy de kasha. Pari's not that. I heard once a pshat, avoid the kasha means avoid the zara. V'leisham ha-moshe mikoytze ruach me'avoid the kasha. Avoid the kasha means avoid the zara. Pari is alein ashtik avoid the zara. Kolshkein, he's not going to hear. Savort. There's another nusach that the emesis, really, they're not supposed to go out. They're supposed to go out only after 400 years. What's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu is coming after 210 years? We said pshatim last week, but he's coming after 210 and saying that it's already time to go. So we said, there are many pshatim, But there's a pshat that because the emes there was a koshi yashiba that was more than it was supposed to be. We even spoke out from the going vayimoru eschayem. Vayimoru eschayem. The time of the kara last week's parasha is kadma v'azla. Like kadma v'azla. Why are they being makdim to ozal to go out earlier? And yes, kadma v'azla is gematria 190. That's 190 years earlier. Why are they going out early 190 years? Because of vayimoru eschayem. So the koshi yashiba. So when Moshe Rabbeinu is coming to the Bnei Yisrael, he's telling them that it's time to go out. They're saying, but it's not true. It's not 400 years yet. V'leishamu el Moshe to hishtikel Torah that it's mikaitzer ruach me'avoy d'kasha. They didn't buy the vart. He was saying a vart that it's time to go out because it was mikaitzer ruach me'avoy d'kasha. They didn't accept that shtikel. So not that they weren't able to hear the pshat. There's another pshat. It's nirmas in the svasemis, but it says a b'ktsora, but to touch it up. Again, the kasha was, if it's mefurish in the pasuk v'leishamu el Moshe mikaitzer ruach me'avoy d'kasha, so then how come it's a kal v'chaymer to parah? The answer is, when Klal Yisrael is ready to go out from Golis, we spoke about this before, Tachas Sivlois Mitzrayim, the Yidden have to be ready. When the Yidden are ready, Pari will know. When the Yidden are ready, Pari will know that it's time to go. We don't have to convince Pari. It's if Eleishamu El Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu says, if Bnei Yisrael, Hein Bnei Yisrael, Eleishamu Elai, Eich Yishma'eni Pari. When the Yidden are going to be positive and they're going to know and convinced that it's time to go, then they're not going to have to, you don't have to convince Duma Sa'ilam. When we're not ready, when we're not totally borer in our Havana and a clarity to know that it's time for the Golis to end, then Eich Yishma'eni Pari. Now, at the end of the Pasuk, it says, Hein B'nei Yisrael Leishamol Ev Eich Yishma'eni Pari Va'ani Aral Sfasayim. The Ben Ishchai says, what's the Pasuk? Va'ani Aral Sfasayim. I'm not a good orator. I'm not a good speaker. The Ben Ishchai says, no, he says, the Yidden knew b'mesayra that the Goyal is supposed to say pakoid yifkoid. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is in Aral Sfasayim. He's not able to say a pay. He's not able to say pay. It sounds like a base. It sounds like a base. So he's saying, I'm in Aral Sfasayim. I'm not able to say the pakoid yifkoid. And that was the nace that the Yidden eventually listened to him, because Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he wasn't in Ishtvarim, he was able to say pakoid pakadati. It's pavus that if you're very, very close to Shabbos and you know, not anymore, now you shouldn't, but Amol, they said that if you're really close to Shabbos and you want to take a taxi, you want to make sure that it's an Oral, so ask him to say Pepsi. And based on how he says it, or Dr. Beber, you have over there, that if he says Pepsi, then you know that's how they talk. The pasuk goes through the Seder of the Rosh Hashanah, the Avos, and it comes all the way to Moshe V'Aaron. Why dafka these three Shvatim and it doesn't go through the rest of them? Rashi already tells, because these Shvatim didn't get a bracha by Yaakov, by Eish Ptirosai. The Kli Yakar says that Be'emes, the Rabbi Nishnalim is searching for a Goyel, so he starts with Shevet Reuven, and he's going through it. And we go through Reuven, we go through Shimon, we get to Levi, and we finally find Moshe and Aaron. But about the Pashup Shad, it was only mentioning Reuven and Shimon Agav. We already know we're looking taka for Moshe and Aaron. Moshe ben Atayra Minayan. And now we're finding him over here. It's interesting. I saw Pshat. The reason it's so vichtig to go through the yichus of who Moshe Rabbeinu is because there is a musig by other religions, by other umais, by other mesoyros, that sometimes the manig that comes out to be the total savior for them, they turn him into Elohus. And it's so important to realize that it's not true. B'shag Moshe Rabbeinu min ha-Torah minayin, says the Gemara in Chulin. Shenemar b'shagam hu basar. He's a basar v'adam. He's a regular person. He has a father. He has a mother. He didn't come from Mechveis, some other source. That's what we want to stress over here, that Moshe Rabbeinu is a ben adam. I still too, it's brought down in the Hakdama to the new Igros Moshe's a Sipur Nifla. We said it a few months ago. But it's a similar varto that Rav Moshe Feinstein said over that there was once a person that was in his city that was goysesing, and he asked for the Rav to come, and he came. Rav Moshe came, and this person said the following: he says, "I'm about to die, but you should know that last week, this was what he's saying. I spoke bezilzel about the benois loit that they said that it's from their father, and the benois loit came to me in a dream, and they told me this is what the guy was saying. And Rav Moshe was machshavet because this is not a pshat from the Arachayim." Or from the Kliyakar, it's from the Benoy Sloit Alein, that the Benoy Sloit came to this fellow in a dream and said, you were mezalzel in us, and because of that, you're going to die. And the guy died. But they said, let us tell you why we did it, why we stempled our children, Moyov, Me'av. Because we really thought the world was over, And it was postured by us that when we're going to re-procreate the world, the story is, line is going to go that it came from a some kind of Ruach HaKodesh, I don't know. We wanted a Stella Vek that we thought this was going to be the Seder Olam. It should be very clear that in the Seder Olam, there's an Adam, and there was a mother, and there was a father. Yes, it was Bali, it was Balbi, it was all the joys. But then it was a Metzias of a Teva, of regular, and it wasn't some kind of Elohos. So the same thing over here by Moshe Rabbeinu, we're telling back that he's that thing. Now there's a Stira Menei in the Pasuk. The first Pasuk it says, in Pasuk Chavav, Hu Aaron Hu Moshe, and then it says, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. So Rashi says, Yesh Mekoyim Ish Shemakdim Aaron L'Moshe. And in this Rashi Gufa, he's Makdim Aaron L'Moshe first. And Yesh Mekoyim Ish Shemakdim Moshe L'Aaron, Loimer Sheshkulim Heim. Quotes from the Mechilta. I saw an interesting pshat in the Netziv. The Netziv says, why in Pasuk Chavav does it say, Hu Aaron Hu Moshe? And then in Pasuk Chavzayin it says, Hu Moshe V'Aaron. He says, think about it. Pasuk Chavav is Hu Aaron Hu Moshe that are coming to Bnei Yisrael. Who does Bnei Yisrael know? Aaron. They don't know Moshe. Moshe's an outsider. He hasn't been there in 74 years. He ran away as a little kid and he's coming back now as an 80-year-old. They haven't heard from him. They haven't seen him. They don't know anything about him. They know Aaron. The next pasuk is Hu Moshe V'Aaron Halchim L'Paroi. Who does Paroi know? Moshe grew up by him years ago, but Moshe grew up. He knows Moshe more. So Klapi Yisrael, it says Aaron first. Klapi Moshe, it says, Klapi Paroi, it says Moshe first. And the other says, that's good for Moshe the Gezach. I saw there's an Eben Ezra, last week's parsha. Why is it? He says, Lo Masibi V'Kodesh Baruch Hu this way, that the Goyal is an outsider. Right? The Goyal that's coming to save Klal Yisrael is a guy that hasn't been there in 75 years. He's with, why could it have been someone that grew from the system? Is it Indian? It had to be like that. So he says very b'ktzara, but he says there's two in Yonim. He says first of all, someone that grew up into the avdus of Mitzrayim would be with the shiflus of an eved, would not be mesugal to be able to go out. It had to be someone from the outside. And then he says it's also because if someone that grew up with them, so he's not going to have his chashivas. Some altar babas going to say, I remember, I babysat for you. Yeah, I played the marbles with kugelach you in shul. I know who you are. It has to be an outsider. But I upon it, that's Aaron and Moshe and Aaron. But on the other hand, what does Rashi say? Rashi says, shkulim heim. There's a vart, I'm not sure who says this, but if you ever find, if someone could find me, Takawana, I don't know, it's very hard to find it now anymore. But there are svarim that were printed from years ago that the shar block of the svarim would have like a picture of a shar. A lot of them, is that probably some of the times you do see, there's like pictures of lions on both sides. But Amol, in old svarim, you had Moshe and Aaron depicted on the two sides of the front page of the Sefer. And you see Aaron is wearing a big dekuna and Moshe Rabbeinu is a shrine or whatever, I'm saying whatever Moshe Rabbeinu is supposed to wear. But Moshe Rabbeinu is always very tall and thin, and Aaron is shorter and much heavier. So the pshat is because Moshe was 10 amas high. Because we know it's Gemara and Brachas. And Aaron, lit the menorah, was only 3 amas high, and he had to go up the mountain. So Aaron was much shorter. But why Moshe is thin and Aaron is heavier? Because it's state shkulim. So, kach shamati. But the emissary is a meiritika, their hair. What does it mean, Moshe and Aaron are shkulim? What does it mean, Moshe and Aaron are shkulim? They're not shkulim. Moshe Rabbeinu was Avla Navim. It's one of the Yud Gimel Ikrei Amunah that he's a bigger Navi. Aaron has his tchunis of Roidev Shalom and Kahuna and Kedusha. What does it mean, shkulim? Each one with his Maila, each one with his Yisroin, each one with his Kaiches and tchunis and Yecholos. Shkulim? I remember the Kazakh. The emissary is never shaykh shkulim. Moshe and Aaron, in a few weeks from now, they're going to say, V'nachnu mo. Spitz anova. When there's a total hisbatlus of spitz anova, then you can say shkulim. Faket. Dafka, when there's a total hisbatlus on your milus, then you can have, on Moshe and Aaron, it's possible to say shkulim. Not that we're saying that Aaron was shakaloy l'nevius, and that Moshe was shakaloy l'kahuna v'kedusha, or that you could compare nevuah to kedusha, or that Torah and tefillah, or the various things that Aaron and Moshe represent. No, shkulim heim, because of the v'nach numa. The pasuk says, Meforashu Moshe ben Shmoinim Shana. The Aaron ben Shalosh Ushmoinim Shana. Ba'omdam lefnei Paroi. And of course, Miriam was 86. And that's why later on it says, Etzpa Elikim. Elikim is 86. That's Miriam. And Etzpa is 163. That's Aaron and Moshe's age. 80 and 83 is Etzpa. And Elikim. Elikim is 86. Aaron, Moshe, and Miriam. There's a famous kasha. It's just very, very simple. Moshe Rabbeinu was 80 years old. Ba'omdi lefnei Paroi. Mishpat Mitzrayim is in Mefarshei Mishnah in Idiyos was for 12 months. The process of the 10 Makas was a year. And then the Yidden were in the Midbar for 40 years. So this is not very advanced calculus, but 80 plus 1 plus 40 is 121. And it's a Mefurash Pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh was nifter at the age of 120. So what happened over here? Again, it's a Mefurash Pasuk. Moshe ben Shmoy Nimshon Abam Delufnei Paroi. They were for a year in Mishpat Mitzrayim, the process of Mishpat Mitzrayim, and 40 years in the Midbar adds up to 121. Hagoyis Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Zvachim Daf Kuf Yud Ches brings this kasha, and he wants to say a very big chiddush that the Yidden were really only in the Midbar for 39 years, and he has all kind of cheshbonos. In the end of Zvachim, there's a whole sugi about when you're allowed to be makrav on a bama, and he says a chishtikol there that it was only 39. Another option that I saw, Achrayim say Chassam Sofer and Tshuva wants to talk about it, that when it says Moshe Rabbeinu was 80, it means enter his 80th year, he was 79. And the truth is, there's an arichas on this one also, that even though it's yes, a Mefurash Mishnah, that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was for 12 months, but it's actually not Pasha, and there are various other shittas of how long was the duration of the process of the Makkos, from Dam all the way through Makkos Becharis. Maybe a bit, we'll touch on it soon. So those are one of three options, that it's 80 plus 1 plus 40 equals 120, but don't make a tzirif of all the terutzim. Choose one and stick with it, because all three terutzim will get you to the sum total of 118. So either the 79 is 80 is 79, or 40 is 39, or 1 is not really 1. One of these answers is your choice. Now, we said, Avad, it's a Mefurash Mishnah, that the Mishpat of Mitzrayim was for 12 months. But on the other hand, there are various shittas that say no, that on one hand, there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, that the Rosh Hashanah nigmara shibud aviseinu b'Mitzrayim. Now that could still be, that maybe during the first few makis, they were still suffering, and they were still under a shibud. But it's a whole lengthy discussion about which makah was by which one. One interesting cheshbon I'll bring out, the Chassam Sofer says that actually the Makkah started on Rosh Hashanah, and he learns it was in Ibriyar that year, and Dam was in Tishrei, and Tzvardei was in Cheshvan, and onwards. He actually works out that Dever was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. Today is Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He says he has a cheshbon that Dever was on Rosh Chodesh Shvat. He actually wants to say also that, you know, Pashtus, each Makkah was for 7 days, and then there's a machlokes, was there a 23-day break in between or not? There's a machlokes tanoim. But he says it's not always set like that. First of all, he says Dever was 1 minute, just like Makkos Bechoris. It was just boom, and it happened like that. But his cheshbon is that it happened on Rosh Chodesh Shvat, which according to his calculations was a Shabbos. And he says Lefize wants to answer. There's a kasha that we know that the Chartume Mitzrayim attempted to do Dam and Tzvardeya. And by Kinim already, they said Etzbe Lekimi, they were Mavater, Etzbe Rosh Tevis, Ein Sarach Bedika Oid, nothing more to do. But why afterwards, why didn't they go back to show that they can do it, get back into the game? So Arayv, you know, you don't need any extra hyenas, it was enough tzaras. But Dever, why didn't they do Dever? So he says, because it was Shabbos. And on Shabbos, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Kishuv can't be done on Shabbos, a famous Gemara. The Gemara says that Turnus Rufus asks Rabbi Kiva, Sanhedrin Daf Samachay, Turnus Rufus asks Rabbi Kiva, Ma yoy mi yimayim, what's special today that it's Shabbos? And he says, what's special about you? He says, that was Ratzon Hashem, I should be the king. He says, Ratzon Hashem is that Shabbos is a special day. He says, how do you know today is Shabbos? So he says, Nahar Sambat Yon Yechiach, Bal Oiv Yechiach, because magic can't be done. And Kivrei Shalaviv, that there was smoke coming, that Mishpat Gehenim is not noy. And he showed him that, various Eifanim, that Inyan of Shabbos. Now it's interesting, it talks about the Chatumim Mitzrayim. It's you do what the Rambam Shita is in Kishuf, Bechlal. This is the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, Perek Yud Aleph. The Rambam goes through the various things, what it means to be a Koisim, a Ma'oinin, a Chayver Chever, a Darish Alameisim, Oiv Yidoini, Chartumim. He talks about all the different ones. Some of them are Chayiv Malkus, some of them are Chayiv Skila. He goes through the different Shitas. But then the Rambam makes it very clear that it's all a bluff. The Rambam, Barichus, and he's Chaylik on many of the Rishonim. The Rambam says that it's all Achizus Einayim, none of it is real, it's all Demyonis. I saw the Bir Agro in Yerideya, he brings that, Avada, the Rashbis Chaylik and Shuvah, and the Ran and Droshes, and the Ramban and Chumash, and he says that the Rambam, his philosophy led him astray to to learn that it's not real and really these things are real. But the Rambam Lehedya goes that it's all a bluff. Ad kedekach, the Rambam says it's only a chisnayim. First of all, a pella otzam on the Rambam, a pella otzam. How could it be some of the things a chayiv skila and some of them a chayiv malchus? It's mavur if you go through the different halachas, the different kinds. It's all one grace of bluff. What's the difference that some of the nyonim a chayiv skila, some amish a pella, yesh bazar richas dvaran? Another thing is that there's a tshuvin Rav Moshe bad ataka. Avada, like a magician that you bring to the cheder for the kindalach, you know, he does. Why the Rambam says first that it's a lav deraisa, and he says not a lav deraisa when you're doing not heiliger, when you're doing like spooky things. Forget, because there's no such thing. So you're over a lav deraisa when you're doing slave hand. So what's the heter to be a magician? He has a heter over there that you mazbet to the kindle. Make sure to do that, like the Shita Sarambam at least, that you explain to them in advance that you're only doing it to that there's not that you have to mama show them the trick how it's done, but that actually should be awareness that they know that it's not to lead them astray to think that there are taka koyches atoma. But lagufa inyan, the Rambam is aware that there's no such thing bichlal. You have to know. I mean, pashtas mitzrayim, chartumim, koysim. This it looks like there's things going on over here. In Parshas Ve'era, we have 7 out of the 10 makos. The Sfasemes writes that. The 10 makos are about, that's a lot of Sfarim talk about it, the 10 makos are parallel to the 10 dibrois. There was asorim amorois shenivra oilam, and then there was aseres adibrois, and then there are the 10 makos. But it's interesting that the Sfasemes makes a cheshbon that the 10 makos really all the way get to Taryag. Just like the aseres hadibrois have hidden inside them the entire Taryag mitzvahs, the 10 makos also have hidden inside of it Taryag makos. He makes a cheshbon because there's 10 makos in Mitzrayim and 50 on the Yam. That's 60. But there's a man that every mako is 4. And that means 40. And 200 in the Yam. And the third sheet is every mako was 5. It's an agoda. And that's 50. And that in the Yam was 250. All of that adds up, all the sheets together, adds up to 600. Plus, there were 10 makos. I mean, sorry, 10 makos. And the tzachadash pechav. So that gets you to Taryag. And just like the 10 makos gets you to Taryag, the Aseres Adibris is mutba into it, the Aseres, the Taryag mitzvahs, who are then the Eser makos having it mutba the Shlemus of Taryag makos. Okay, good.